extra ward even faster. For a clean, lubricated, more efficient fuel system, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Charlie Kirk Show from the Automated Office System Studios on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV, AM and FM, Charlottesville.
From the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First.
Governor Glenn Youngkin has called on college presidents to promote free speech on campuses and hire faculty members with diverse political perspectives. However, Larry Sabato, political analyst at the University of Virginia, says Youngkin's goals are more personal than that.
We all know that Governor Youngkin has some national ambitions. Whether they're ever realized or not is another question. But if you have national ambitions and you're a Republican, then you have to criticize the current educational structure, because that's what they're all doing.
As college graduation season begins in the Commonwealth, Piedmont Virginia Community College hosted its 49th commencement ceremony on Friday and the last one under the presidency of Dr. Frank Friedman. Nicole Winkler, Dean of the Health and Life Sciences Division, says 44 students received their pins from the Associate Degree Nursing Program, and that it's just good to be back in person.
This makes it all possible. It doesn't matter that we've been through tornadoes or that we've gone through a pandemic or that there was a zombie apocalypse, it feels like. But what matters is today, and that the students get to celebrate all of their hard accomplishments.
Saturday is the annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive, where letter carriers pick up food at your home and bring it to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank.
The last time, you know, there's been a couple years since we've been able to have Stamp Out Hunger. And the last one was in 2019, and our fabulous letter carriers collected over 316,000 pounds.
Millie Winstead from the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank was on WCHV Radio explaining that even though the numbers have gone down since the COVID restrictions have ended, they're still higher than they were before.
It has receded back from that, but not to the pre-pandemic numbers. We were serving about 105,000 every single month. We're now hovering just shy of 120,000 every month.
In the nation and Charlottesville's two-year battle with COVID-19, there was a positive event yesterday at the University of Virginia Health System. After spending 8 months in the hospital, Jim Stewart was heading home with two new lungs. His wife, Bonnie, said it's an absolute miracle.
Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast are next on Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
And Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
What happened at the Supreme Court is tremendously bad. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That's according to Justice Clarence Thomas, who also described the leak of a draft opinion as an unthinkable breach of trust. The opinion suggests that Roe v. Wade, which granted women the right